God, I want to thank you this morning for your goodness, for your kindness, for your mercy, for your blessings. And I want to thank you, God, even for that pain you have to go through sometimes to learn these lessons. I thank you for that, too. That helps us never to forget them. Thank you. I want you to, I'm doing a lot of cleanup work behind that stuff I went through. I want you to get a pencil and paper this morning again. I want God to show you a small miracle in your own life. So get a pencil and paper and get some anointing oil. And I want to deal with something a little bit differently. Again, I want you to know yesterday I received 312 texts, emails, thanking me for that deliverance from yesterday. I got the last one, the 312th one last night, and a lot of people got healed. Jesus calls it all healing. But from that one deliverance, 312, I'm going to post them somewhere on a website. You see, I ask God, whenever things happen to me, I ask him, where did I open the door? What did I do? And the reason I want to know is so that I don't ever, ever do that again. And when I ask God, how did I open that door? And the Lord told me, you came into agreement with a lie. I said, uh-oh. I said, a lie? How did I do that? He said, well, what did you cast out? Yes, what did you come against? I said, bewitchment. He said, I'm gonna show you how it happened. I'm going to show you the lie. Remember when Nancy, Jessica's sister, son, committed suicide? Well, I know that there's no repentance for suicide. You commit suicide and you're going to bust hell wide open because there's no way to repent for that. Well, if you recall, Bob was on this, coming on here. And Bob said the Lord told him that between the time the boy pulled the trigger and the bullet hit him, that the boy repented. That didn't set right with me, but it gave Jessica's sister peace, and they wanted to believe that. And you know what? I spoke against it. But then in the end, I just said, oh, well, I don't know everything about God, so it could have happened. And I don't know everything about time. But since then, I learned more about time. And the lie was, you commit suicide, you're going to hell. And Bob had said that even although the boy pulled a trigger and committed suicide, he was going to heaven because he repented. I should have just stopped that. But that's what opened the door. And God never would have told me if I had not just exposed it yesterday. And that opened the door for that man to sabotage my ministry through Jose coming into agreement with him, through Jessica coming into agreement with believing those lies. He had told all of them that they could get rich in ministry. He had told all of them I was getting rich in ministry. Let me tell you something. I worked all my life . Y'all heard about Agent Orange, right? Well, I could get this check because of that, but I just won't do it. I'm a worker. Every now and then, you know, I still could, and up until just recently, I'm 72, brothers and sisters. I'm not working for no money. I'm working for heaven. But anyway, that's where, now I know, I straightened that thing out. I repented. And I told God, and I told a couple of people that's close to me, that I was going to tell this morning so the air would be clear. Don't commit suicide. You're going to hell. And I used to, as a missionary teacher, I used to tell people, think about the worst thing that ever happened to you in your life. Now magnify that times a billion years. That's hell. That's hell. Show me in the Bible where there's repentance from suicide. None. So rather than debate it and all that, I just said, well, I never heard of it before, but a lot of things I don't know, learning every day. But I know this. And now I really know it. Commit suicide, you're going to hell. And it's a lot of religion out here that people think that you could just do anything. And that there's no penalty for it. But you better read that Bible. You better read how David suffered. And the Bible said, he was the apple of God's eye. He didn't suffer. You know who he suffered through? Them children, his children. The baby died. Absalom. What you do matters to your generation. And it matters to you too. You might not feel like you're suffering from it because of it right away, but you will suffer from it. So that made me go look up. As a matter of fact, I did this deliverance I wasn't even feeling good, but I did one last night, and I did one while Monica was here. And you know what? I still didn't feel like I had it. So I sat down and I went over it again. Because see, I want you to take that pencil and paper. And this is what I want you to think about. I want you to write. I want you to write on that paper anything that you feel has been stolen from you. I want you to write on that paper. Because see, God can only restore you in the truth. Because I confess the truth, and because I confess that that wasn't right. That was a bold-faced, manipulative lie. I didn't think the man had any reason to lie, but he had an agenda all the time. He had an agenda all the time. I really think he got woman hater. Deep down, I think there's some issues that need to be dealt with in deliverance. I know there's some. If you think you can just straight up gangster strong arm something from a believer, I know there's some issues. But either they picked the right believer, me, or they picked the wrong believer, because I'm going to fight this thing all the way to wherever it goes. And I'm doing it now with, I don't have no malice. I'm not angry. I'm just doing it because it needs to be done. All these people just dogging people, that needs to stop. All these predators, that's what they are. It's time out. You know, people do things to people and then they say, oh, I'm sorry. There's so many people laying in the graveyard and somebody running around saying, I'm sorry. They're not sorry. I ask them, were you sorry you got caught? You remorseful? People found out about it? I'm sorry, just don't cut it. I want you to write down on that paper anything you feel like someone has stolen from you. And I don't mean just, because see, I did a quick study. And I went and I studied the difference between a thief and a robber. And then I wanted to know why in some scriptures the Bible say thief and a robber. And there's a difference between a thief and a robber. There's a similarities, but there is a difference. And the penalty for the crime is larceny and grand larceny. I mean, that's why you have larceny and grand larceny. And the Bible talks about it in Exodus 22:2-12. It talks about the repercussions and the penalties for stealing and stuff like that. It used to be your life. You stole, you got caught, you die. That was under the law. Thank God for Jesus and grace and mercy. I want you to write down if you feel like your peace has been stolen, your marriage, your relationship. If you feel like, let me tell you something, there's witchcraft people do to steal your beauty. And all of this comes under rebellion. And rebellion is as the spirit of witchcraft. Isn't that something? Yesterday I dealt with the fact that the works of the flesh are implemented and brought into manifestation through a spirit. So now I'm looking at what the spirit of a thief does and what the spirit of a robber does. And when they work together, what kind of damage they do. But the Bible says there's repercussions for it. Exodus 22:2-12. It says the thief has to restore double. Now, if you don't believe that this can happen, just hang up. You know, just hang up. Go. I don't have time to fight your demons. I don't even want to. If you don't believe that God can restore you what the thief has stolen and the robber, just call back tomorrow. Because I don't want you hindering me, and I don't want you hindering anybody else that's believing for restitution and restoration. I know so many people don't have any peace because the thief has stolen it. I know so many people have mental problems because the thief has stolen it. I'm going to deal with that this morning. Since I've read and I've studied, God believes in restitution. That's in that Exodus. And if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution unto the owner thereof. I want restitution, and I want it from God. Because they stole from me in the under God's name. This man had their mind so bewitched. And Hosea is such an idiot. And Jessica, too. Think they don't steal in God's name. They just heap curses on their own head. That's why you don't do that. And that's where I found it. In that Exodus, they talk about everything. Stealing from your neighbor. It all has consequences. You can't just do that stuff and get away with it. Well, you can get away with it if you can get away with it. If nobody takes time to really see how God feels about it and really look into how God handles it. I had to wait. It's been about 7 months now. And I had to wait till I understood it because for the life of me, I couldn't understand it. And God did not zip break it down to me fast. But he let me know. He broke it down. So it seems that the difference between a thief and a robber is that the thief deals with, I downloaded a lot of stuff because I want to know. The thief deals with, one of them deals with property and violence. That's the thief. The robber deals with violence from what I was able to gather up. Excuse me. (Clears Where did I put those other notes? So I'm not going to no human beings for restitution. I'm going to God for restitution. I want restitution for every sleepless night. I want restitution for everything that confusion brought. I want restitution for everybody that may have left this line. And I want restitution for myself for being ignorant of the fact that somebody was working me. And I let them do it. I'm not passive anyway. And the way it was done, he was saying he was getting the word from God. But the word would always have whatever I had ministered in it. So he would take my word and put it in something he said he was getting from God. Now, you can't dispute your own word if you're getting yours from God. It was very slick. It was very cunning. It was very crafty. Uh-oh. Crafty, cunning. And he was getting it from heaven, a fallen angel. You can look it up on YouTube, the differences between theft and robbery. What basically it boils down to, theft is a crime against property, whereas robbery is a crime against a person. I just wanted something to work with. I want to know. So I experienced a theft and a robbery, and I don't want them spirits tracking me. And that's why I go back and look it up, because they opened me up for all those spirits. But today I'm gonna break them for real, and I believe I can move on. I can move on until God show me something else. And I just went on YouTube and looked this up real quick. I want to know, what's the difference between a theft and a robbery? Because I got hit by both. And plus, I don't want that to be able to transfer through me or through my ministry. You understand why you must understand the spiritual realm. You must have an understanding of it. You don't have a choice not to have an understanding of it, because we live in it. And especially if you're going to fight the devil. He got way over 2,000 years experience in this realm. And the devil never does anything for one purpose. Never. It always has multiple purposes. Because, remember, God operates in multiplication through subtraction. He takes away this and he adds this. He takes away this and he multiplies the other. The devil operates in strictly subtraction. So Jennifer says, I found this. There are two primary differences between a robbery and a theft. The first being the presence of a threat of force. A thief may break into a house when they know that no one is home, grab the TV and jewelry and run. A robber could do the same. But when someone is home, the robber must use a threat, often with a weapon, in order to steal from their victim. The second difference is the location of the victim. A thief never has to meet their victim. They may grab a shirt from a department store and walk out without paying. For something to be considered a robbery, there must be some sort of threat, which means there must be someone to threaten. Without a present victim, the crime cannot be considered a robbery. So, you determine whether you've been robbed from your experience of theft. With me, it was a theft and a robbery. And I want you to write that down. I want you to write that theft, that robbery. I want you to be for real, too. Don't be lying to yourself. Example. The Bible says, listen to me. Why should you die before your time? The Bible says, why should you die before your time? So, if people in your family line, or if your family line experiences premature death, then Satan is robbing you of your life. And he's robbing the lives of your family line. So that would be one you would put down. You would put down your sister, your brother, that died, the Bible says 70. God promised you 80, but then over there in Genesis, he say 120 years. God promised you 120 years. Because it's getting cut shorter and shorter and shorter. Ever since Adam and Eve sinned. So you would put like premature death. If your family line is running out, your name is being robbed. If you on a job and you underpaid, then you being robbed. If you're African American, we've been robbed, 40 acres and a mule. If you got your 40 acres and a mule, you're okay. If you didn't, you need to write 40 acres and a mule. If you're a Native American, you've been robbed. Land and land rights. The devil is a robber and a thief. And he used people. What about your dreams? What about your dreams? When you were little, you wanted to be something. And some of you still want to be something. You're going to have to deal with the thief and the robber, which I'm getting ready to do in about 5 seconds. These people, they came in here, they tried to straight up strong arm, hijack, and take my ministry. It didn't matter to them what I had in here. Because the devil told them, Because he's a thief and a robber. That's all he can see. But today, and right now, I wrote this prayer for myself. But then I realized I used it. I used it. The devil, you have to stop the devil. He ain't going to volunteer and stop nothing. And you can't let him get away with nothing. And that's why you have to be straight up and straight. And I missed it. What did I do wrong? I just didn't say nothing. Because I thought, well, he hearing from God. That's what he said. And I wasn't going to dispute what he said until I found out different, for certain. You commit suicide, you're going to hell. I don't care who it is. And that was a straight up lie. And I paid for not investigating that, and I paid for not pressing the issue, because I felt sorry for her. Ain't no little lies, ain't no big lie. A lie is a lie. In the kingdom of God, you gonna pay for lies. And you gonna pay for going along with a lie too. That's what I did. Saying nothing is just like lying in agreement with the person. Why? Because it opened a door. That means you in agreement with a liar. Who's the liar? Satan. Jesus said he was a liar from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Father God, because of your great love for us, in the name of Jesus, you got your names written down, right? If I would have had on a mask, I probably wouldn't have had this cold today. In the name of Jesus, I renounce and bind the spirit and a robber. In the name of Jesus, I now, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, God, I destroy all of the thief's deeds, activities, thoughts, and intents. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, by your power on earth, I destroy the bride of the spirit of the thief. I destroy the thief's father. I destroy the thief's mother. I destroy the thief's demons. I destroy the thief and the robber spirits. I destroy the thief and the robber's airway spirits. I destroy the thief and the robber's fire spirits, earthbound disembodied spirits. I destroy the thief and the robber's winds. I destroy the thief and the robber's sea and all of their marine spirits. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the works on the earth of the thief and the robber spirits. Lord God, the spirits of the thief and the robbers have already been destroyed in heaven. They're not in heaven. So Father God, on earth, I destroy the thief and the robber spirits right now in the name of Jesus. I bind up and renounce all of the thief's work and all supporting spirits of the thief and the robber. And I command them to be stopped. Stopped. Paralyzed. The Lord God rebukes you, thief and robber. The Lord God rebukes the spirit of the thief and the spirit of the robber. And I bind and rebuke you in the name of Jesus. God has already commanded you to come under subjection to his own Holy Spirit, and you must obey me on earth. In the name of Jesus, I apprehend all of your theft, thieving, spirit, works, deeds, actions, supporting spirits, thoughts. And I, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit on earth, I render them null, void, and ineffective forever with regards to me and with regards to each and every person on under the sound of my voice. They are now ineffective against us, just as they are ineffective in heaven. I destroy you. I destroy your thieving, robbing, spiritual works in the name of Jesus. And you must obey me on earth in the name of Jesus. Destroy you, and I stop you in your tracks. Father God, I ask you for 500 billion, zillion angels to prevent the overthrow by any evil worker on the dark side, by any witch, wizard, sorcerer. Protect this word and implement it on earth. I destroy all of your spirit works, and I stop you in your tracks right now. You must obey me on earth because your works have been stopped in heaven. By the power of God's own Holy Spirit, the works of the thief and the robber are bound. Your past works are bound, your present works are bound, and your now works are bound. And all of your thieving, robbing works must fall to the ground, wither up and die right now. In Jesus' name, you must obey me on earth. And I bind and destroy any and all of your future intents against myself or anyone under the sound of my voice. You will not be able to work against us. In the name of Jesus, I command that the thief spirit works be destroyed and stopped and monitored by the angels of God through the power of God's own Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you must obey me on earth. I destroy the power of all of your altered, rearranged, stolen works through witchcraft spirits, manipulating them, and you having turned good works to bad works. You've been exposed. And I command you to come to the surface I command you to come to the surface, bound and in chains, along with all of your supporting spirits of those works, in the name of Jesus. You will no longer prosper sitting upon the throne of David. According to Jeremiah 22, according to Malachi 3, 10 through 12, Lord God, as I rebuke and stop this devourer, this leech, this sponger, this exploiter, this blood sucker, this user, this buzzard, this vampire shark, vulture and wolf, all summed up in the predator demon. They shall no longer destroy the fruits of any ground. You said it, God. You said, all nations will call us blessed. You said we should be a delightsome land. You said in your word in Proverbs 29:24, whoso is partnered with a thief, whosoever is partnered with a thief, hates his own soul. You say he hear cursing, and he doesn't do anything about it. Because the thief steals, kills, and destroys. You said in Deuteronomy 24:7 that the thief shall die. You said in 1 Peter 4:15, let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. You say in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. In the name of Jesus this morning, I renounce any and all agreements, known or unknown, unloosed to bring you into slavery to a thief and a robber. Holy Ghost, expose the thief. Expose the thief's powers as I on earth bind up the hidden works in chains and fetters of iron covered with the blood covering of the blood of Jesus, and command here on earth that the thief be stopped, that marriages be restored, any defilement in anybody's anointing, any and all exchanges to be destroyed. Lord God, unloose your destroyer. And destroy those works. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the thief's ability to work and remain cloaked and invisible from the naked eye. in the name of Jesus. This morning I stand in the gap and make up the hedge as an intercessor for every bound and afflicted man, woman, and child in bondage to the thief and the robber. I command, according to Genesis 20:7, on earth, restore the man, restore the wife, terminating every death sentence. You said in your word in Exodus 22:4, if a thief is found, he shall restore double, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm asking you for restoration and restitution. In the name of Jesus, Father, I'm asking you to break these death sentences from these thieves and robbers. I'm asking you to loose me and us and every afflicted man, woman, and child under affliction by the thief and the robber. Your thieving, robbing spirit, in the name of Jesus, you must obey me on earth. And you must restore stolen energy, stolen strength, as I destroy your power as a thief and a robber. In the name of Jesus, you must obey me on earth. And you must restore the fighting ability that you have stripped Christians of. I destroy your power to loosen their strength, to restore their endurance, to restore, in the name of Jesus, their stolen intelligence. You must obey me on earth, you thieving, robbing spirit, as I bind you up. You must restore stolen creativity in the name of Jesus. You must restore stolen mental ability in the name of Jesus. You must be stolen sustainability in the name of Jesus. You must restore stolen determination in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said when the thief is caught, the thief has been caught, uncovered, and exposed. You must obey me on earth, you thieving, robbing spirit. You must restore stolen ability. And I break your power to lock, bind ever again. You must obey me on earth. You must restore are stopped. Your mark will be just like the mark of Cain. Your ability to steal man's ability to discern you, to discern your intent, is stripped. In the name of Jesus, you must obey me on earth. Your ability to steal and rob and pillage stolen virtue throughout a family line, stealing their inheritances, still an unknown fortune stolen. Stealing. Now, on that paper, I want you to write your family name. We break your power. And we seal this family name up with the seal of the Holy Spirit. You will never, ever be able to steal, rob, and pillage. You will be exposed to the light of this family name right here. It's on this paper. Write your family name on that paper. Your name and your husband's family name or your wife's family name. Remember that paper I asked you to get? Like my married name is Shepherd. And I would put Shepherd. And then I would put my maiden name. And then I would put, if you've been married more than once, you're going to have to do it more than once. You have to restore everything that you have stolen from this family name, family line, in the name of Jesus. You have to obey me on earth. I command restoration of everything stolen through any, all, and every evil and dangerous word, declaration, or decree. Any manipulation, domination, or controlling witchcraft, thievery, theft, by deception, seducing spirits, hindering spirits, soul spirit transference, through divination, necromancy, ritual spells, or spiritual bondage. Get your paper towel ready right now. I command you to be renounced, bound, and sealed in the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Get out. Cough them out. Go! Cough them out. Go! Go! I pray. Every ritual, every spell, every lie. Go! Get out! Go! All the way out. I break your power. Go! I destroy your thieving, robbing activities. Go! That includes anything you unloose to go in the body, to any food, any drinks. Like you did me. Go! I destroy every thieving, robbing spirit. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over every body part that the thief and the robber allowed any spiritual entity through. To affect your physical body. Any spirits they interjected in you. In the name of Jesus. Any spirits residing between the soul and the physical body binding you, attached to you, or even within the airways, from the thief and the robber. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus upon me and you as I bind up that thieving, robbing, supporting spirits and spirits. I command you to come up right now. Come out of hiding. Any powers you interjected through incest, rape, perversion of a sexual nature, go in the name of Jesus. Any area where you interjected death, right now, I decree and declare the life of God enter into you right now. In the name of Jesus. According to Matthew 16, 17 through 20, I speak the life of God into you right now. Then Jesus answered him, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are you. You are God's church. God told Peter, I will build my church and the gates of hell, the powers of the infernal regions, shall not overpower it or be strong to its detriment or hold out against it. God says, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already bound in heaven, and whatever you loose, I loose the life of God this morning to overpower the works of the devil. I loose the Zoe life of God this morning in you. I loose the faith of God in you this morning. In the name of Jesus, receive. Receive. Receive this morning. You are no longer bound by that thief and that robber. All your giftings have been loosed right now. All your inheritances have been loosed right now. All your benefits, all your blessings have been loosed right now. All because of one reason. God loves you. And God has blessed you. And no devil ever will be able to curse what God has blessed. Now, God might be using you to teach you something, but you got to know. Every school, every class have an end of the day. And I'm here to tell you God loves you with a love that's very, very hard to comprehend. And God does not want to see you not blessed. And he's not going to allow anything to stand in the way of him blessing you. I'm a living witness. Brothers and sisters, I'm a living witness. Oh, Father God, fill them up. Fill, 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 fill. Fill. Fill them up. Fresh. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Fill them up. 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 Okay. Fill them up. Fill. Every area that was emptied, I feel. I destroy the power of our revenge, retaliation, lashback. You do not take revenge, retaliate, lashback. Only the person took part of deliverance, any family member, any generational family member. All you spirits, you sealed up until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. This is Captain Shepherd, first name Erica. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Over
and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try to clap your hands. Come on. Woo! Oh, yeah.
Keep coming down in my way. And he's having all my
You know what? As I was listening to this, the Holy Spirit say there's another devil you got to get. And this is what they've been operating through. So I want y'all to renounce the Python spirit. Renounce Python. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I renounce the spirit of Python. The spirit of Python is the spirit. Remember when Paul went to that town and the girl coming behind him? Python is used in voodoo. So that's what they hooked up in. They under bondage to Python. And I remember 25 years ago, God, this is a purging, and it's a very awful purging. But I went through this purging like this when I, in the name of Jesus, defeated that Python. But the Lord say, this here was Python mixed with voodoo, mixed with information from a fallen angel. And the Lord said, you defeated, it was a man, he's dead now. But he's the only person I know other now than me that had to go to war with a fallen angel and win. Most people don't win. And that's why this purging right here, it'll make you feel like, I don't know how to describe it, but because I drank the stuff, and it went, when you drink it and it goes in your body, and it goes all in your, that's why God said it was going to take a cure for this. So the end of the cure is this deep purging right here. And so that's what I'm going through, a purging. The Holy Spirit just told me. But I want you to renounce Python. So they got some new age mixed up in it. Say, Python, I renounce you. Come out my throat. Get out my head. Because it attack your head. Give you terrible, terrible, terrible headaches. And you can feel pressure in the back of your neck. In the back of your neck. So renounce Python. Go! Python is divination. That's what he used to take to a people's mind captive. That one agreement that I didn't say anything about that suicide. Go! Yep, that's it. Go, Python. All the way out. Out. All the way out. Go. Go. All the way out. Then I had Jose sitting here looking at me, trying to take over my brain every day. Man, I need a break. I'm gonna get one too. After this war right here, this was rough. This was worse than my battle with Incubus and Succubus. And you notice it happened. The Holy Ghost is bringing it all back to me now. When I started teaching about the brain and exchanging, so they were going to exchange my brain My soul. They soul hunters. Soul hunters. Woo! Oh, God. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. That's how they do you. They make you 6666666. Or your immune system to get in. Because, see, whenever a demon trying to get in your body, it has to weaken one area of your body. And that's where it'll come in at. Like if it's your back, or if it's your feet, or if it's your legs, or whatever. You start experiencing extreme difficulties in that area. That's how you can have demonic sickness. And it'd be totally demonic, and you could have sickness just, you know, not interjected, not sent to you, where it'd have to find a way to invade your body in order to work. Well, I thank y'all this morning. I'm finally free of that mess. But you see, when God say, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free, he means it. He means it. Now, I'm free of that, and so are you. See you tomorrow, in Jesus' name.
Hey, it's your boy, Rodney Jerkin. I'm here with my girl, Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Just wanna let you know one thing. If you living right now, then you're a walking miracle. Vanessa, come on.
You carried on despite adversity while you're diligent to get your healing. It's what they're saying. It's what you're praying. Not fainting, just believing. 'Cause his word says he and a man that he should lie. And he promised you will live and shall not. To see his promise through, that's why every day that you see, every breath that you breathe, just proves you a walking miracle. Every lesson you learn, each page you live to turn, shows me you a walking miracle. A perfect man is what you thought he'd be, so you married him and started a family, started changing. Situation, I know he'll bring you out. I live in witness. He can hear.